Ivan, welcome to the Mahadev, the knowledge discussion. Now, we have been having a series of discussions about the Panchopadana Kanda with Professor Ravi Koggalage. So we thought of continuing that series of discussions. To those viewers who are not familiar with Professor Ravi Koggalage, I would like to introduce him to you. He is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University, and Professor is also a meditator, a teacher of meditation with overseas experience. So, as I told our viewers, we have had a series of discussions about Panchopadana Kanda, and we have been into the very depths of Dhamma. So, since we are going to continue our discussion today, could you also give a brief summary of what we have discussed in a nutshell?
Yes. So, first of all, why we are talking about Panchopadana Kanda? Mm-hmm. Because it is the Dukkha itself. Buddha has mentioned Sankittena Panchopadana Kanda Dukkha. Mm-hmm. So Dukkha Satya is the first noble truth of four noble truths. So that's why we are intensively discussing this topic. Mm-hmm. Because for me, my personal view is, now many people, they try to be in the path or develop the path leading to Nibbana, but sometimes they forget about the first noble truth. Mm-hmm. But only trying the fourth. So
yeah.
But
can they proceed
that's what we have to check. Is it the correct way? Right?
Yes.
So even from the very first discourse of the Buddha, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, he has explained the first one is the first noble truth, the Dukkha Satya. So one has to understand that very thoroughly, because now we are trying to get rid of Dukkha or attain Nibbana without knowing what it is exactly. So this is something now Buddha has mentioned. If one sees Dukkha, okay, before that he has mentioned that those who are going in this samsara or the samsaric journey, life and death cycle, they are Dukkha Ajnana. They don't know about the Dukkha. They don't see Dukkha.
That includes all of us.
Yes.
Dukkha Ajnana.
Dukkha Ajnana. So, okay. So Dukkha Ajnana is, in our pujas, Tesetta, Buddha Jnana, and so on, we say Dukkha Ajnana, Buddha Jnana. So it is not our Jnana.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha has clearly mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
This, the Satta, Oputuk Jnana, they are Dukkha Ajnana. Right? That's why they think, now for example, this world is like not Dukkha, it's kind of, something giving happiness.
Yes.
So, then if someone asks, I remember this story once, one of the foreigners, doesn't know anything about Buddhism, and asked in Australia, this happened, from a monk, what is Nibbana. So he tried to explain it various ways, and finally said Nibbana is something like you will not born again, reborn again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, then I don't need the Nibbana.
Exactly.
So this same concept,
just to interrupt you there, if there is some sort of some sort of barrier to reach the goal of Nibbana, if there's some sort of barrier in one's mind, that is the fact that not being born again.
Yes.
Because deep inside somewhere, in all of us, we have this desire to continue.
Yes.
Our life cycle, either in a heaven or a Brahma world or wherever, just to escape from all the dukkhas, but yet to continue life.
Yes.
So, if we have some barrier in our thought process for Nibbana, that is because of this purpose, because of this reason, I should say.
So,
yes,
so that's why normally we think Nibbana is something, happy state.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to have our worldly life and also attain Nibbana,
mm-hmm.
both together.
Yeah.
So if someone asks you, okay, you can have Nibbana, but you have to give up everything now itself. So are you ready for that?
No, it's usually devmini sapa kelavara Nibbana.
Yeah.
That is what people...
Yeah, that's the normal people, but yeah. Those who are striving for this. You
of
know,
course.
Those who are trying
to
attain Nibbana, still, they like to be there at the end of this life.
Yes.
So...
in this very life?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Even if they achieve, this kind of general statement, there are exceptions,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yeah.
But generally people, those who, for example, practicing meditation and so on, if you really ask,
mm-hmm.
are you ready to, give up everything now? They might tell, no, still I have something and so on. And, they delay this. I have this kind of task to fulfill. After that, I can go. Right?
Yeah.
So, this is very important. So, one simile Buddha took is the flame of a lamp,
mm-hmm.
and night time, those insects coming into this lamp towards mm-hmm. this flame.
Yeah.
Meru and this Palangatia cricket and so on. So he took that as an example, simile. So this insect coming into this flame, why is it? Now, for that insect, it thinks this is the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
If I go there, I get the happiness. But in reality, we know the truth.
Yeah. The insect will get burned.
Get burned. So it's really mm-hmm. suffering. But the insect doesn't know that. Truth is the suffering is there, right? Get burned. But it thinks that as the place where I can get happiness. So this simile he took, we think about this samsara, or this world, our life, which gives us the happiness. But in reality, it is dukkha. So we have not developed our wisdom up to a level to see dukkha as dukkha. We see dukkha as happiness,
dukkha,
the opposite of that. So this is also known as one of the vipallasas.
Mm-hmm.
There are kind of four vipallasa, satara vipallasa.
If I ask you, what is vipallasa?
Vipallasa is normally we see it in the exactly opposite way.
Okay.
For example, truth is dukkha, but we see or we take it as
happiness.
Mm-hmm. Sukha.
Mm-hmm.
And something, if it is anitya, we take it as nitya. Permanent.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha are the truth. But
mm-hmm.
worldly people,
mm-hmm.
they take it as nitya, sukha,
mm-hmm.
atma and subha.
Okay.
Exactly opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So those are known as vipallasa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So worldly level, we are in those four vipallasas.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why. This life or this world is dukkha, that is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see it as dukkha. We thing, this is the happiness. Mm-hmm. The worldly thing giving happiness to us, mm-hmm. right? That's why we don't want to give up whatever we have of this worldly life. But still trying to get the Nibbana, trying to follow the path leading to Nibbana. So this is very important. Without realizing what dukkha is, there's no way to getting rid of dukkha, right? Yeah. So that's why, in fact, our programs, I spend a lot of time to talk about dukkha,
yes.
right? So especially now, normally, jara, vyadi, marana, kind of these things we can think as dukkha, aging, the decaying, right? Mm-hmm. Then the death. Normally we accept those as dukkha. But Buddha has summarized this to like pancha upadana khanda dukkha. So this is very deep, because first thing, we don't know what pancha upadana khanda is, right? Of course, we know the words rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana, mm-hmm. right? But have we really seen that according to the level Buddha has mentioned, right? So this is where we have to see where these five skandhas arise, mm-hmm. rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana. Whenever we use one of our senses, for example, eye to see something, ear to hear something, right? That exact moment, these five things arising, right?
Yes.
We have explained this anyway. Again, if I try to explain, when we see something, these flowers,
yeah.
for example,
mm-hmm.
right? So we use our eye sensor. And object is those flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I and the object,
mm-hmm.
they are known as rupa category.
Okay.
Then we get kind of feeling whether we like it or dislike it. That is vedana.
And sometimes some neutral feeling also.
Yes, in somewhere in middle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is vedana. So, rupa adaya, vedana adaya. Then we can separate this from whatever other things we see.
Mm-hmm.
That is using the sanya. In this case, mm-hmm. there's a rupa sanya. We can, you know, we can talk about this or rethink about this, right?
Yes.
So, for that we use the sanya. Okay? Then rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, sadhi, chetana, or the thought formations,
mm-hmm.
right? We can think about various way about these flowers,
yes.
right? So those are sankaras. They can be positive way or negative way,
mm-hmm.
right? We can think about, okay, we should offer these flowers to Buddha or someone. So that is a positive way, or the good deeds, known as punyabhi sankara, ping, right?
Yes.
Meritorious acts. Then the other way around also, we may think to steal this flower or something, right? That is the negative way, or the apunyabhi sankara.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we call pau, right? So pau or ping, punyabhi or apunyabhi. Then again, those are, of course, the chetana or the sankara side I'm talking about. Then third type of sankara known as aninjabhi sankara. That is, someone can concentrate to this flower and develop samadhi and go up to jhanas. So, that dhyana levels, they are known as aninjabhi sankara. So those also thought formations, or the sankara. based on chetana.
Yeah.
Right? Punyabi sankara, apunyabi sankara, aninjabi sankara. So, three types of sankaras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have explained rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara. Then the vinyana is the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Knower about, for example, all four things we get to know. We got to know about rupa, we get to know about vedana, we get to know about sanya, we get to know about sankara. So,
mm-hmm.
no inside is the vinyana.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, those five things.
So, vinyana is the knowing or the consciousness.
Knowing. Yes. Sometimes translate as consciousness.
As consciousness.
But it has a deeper meaning. We'll
mm-hmm.
go into that. So, for the moment, we can think it's a kind of knowledge or knowing itself, right? Knowing about what? Maybe about rupa, maybe about vedana, maybe about sanya, maybe about sankhara.
Knowing or being aware?
Being aware
mm-hmm.
also.
Okay.
But being aware of what?
Rupa, vedana,
sanya, sankhara, one of these things.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, knowing itself is the vijnana side.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing of what? The four things. For the this moment, now. So, now it is clear that when we see a flower in front of there, the five skandhas have arisen or occurred. Right? Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. Now the problem is, do we realize Dukkha has arisen?
Not
worldly
at all.
Level? No.
Not at all.
That's the thing. So
yeah.
This flower giving us kind of happiness. How can there be Dukkha or suffering?
So but if we... I'm asking this at the point of the viewers.
Mm.
If we see dukkha in each and everything,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that we'll be called a pessimist? One who always, you know, think negatively and see the negative side of things.
Yeah. Seeing the truth is
yeah.
not pessimistic way of
mm-hmm.
seeing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the Buddhism is not only to talk about dukkha, but also provide a solution.
Yes.
If you see dukkha as dukkha, why do you have to suffer? So there's a way to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why, not only dukkha, that is only the first noble truth. No?
Mm-hmm.
Then three others,
yes.
cause of dukkha,
mm-hmm.
right? And the cessation of dukkha, that is
mm-hmm.
the most important thing. And path leading for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So, but thing is, you have to know what dukkha is. Properly, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how to get rid of dukkha? If you don't know you are in dukkha, you may not put an effort to get rid of that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the important fact. But problem is, to see dukkha, also you need to develop your wisdom, right? That's why Buddha has mentioned the people, those who are going in this samsaric journey, they are dukkha ajnana, like those insects going to the flame, thinking that happiness is there, right? So similarly, all these rupa, we think, okay, they are there to give us happiness. So that's why we get attached, right?
Sure.
But we do not realize that
mm-hmm.
attachment itself is cause for dukkha. The
okay.
tanha is the cause
for
dukkha.
Tanha jayati soko.
Yes. But thinking it is giving us happiness, so we get attached to that,
mm-hmm.
right? So then it become like rupa upadana skanda, vedana upadana skanda, sanya upadana skanda,
mm-hmm.
sankara upadana skanda, and the vijnana upadana skanda. And Buddha has mentioned that those five of them are dukkha itself.
Mm-hmm.
Sankittena panchupadana kanda dukkha. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now my point is, people try to get rid of dukkha, follow the path leading to Nibbana, Noble Eightfold Path, the Fourth Noble Truth. But without realizing or without putting an effort to realize what dukkha is. Right?
Okay.
So this is very deep, very profound. Why this Panchupadana Kandas are dukkha?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And sometimes we ignore. But next step, many people, they can realize. So it is not the flower dukkha, but the next thoughts creating regarding this flower. Maybe due to attachment or disliking feeling,
okay,
aversion. Then it creates dukkha. Right?
So the object that causes dukkha or suffering is not the flower or not the object, but within your mind itself.
Yes, that's what we have to, you know, analyze and see. Now, how this Panchupadana Kandas arise?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get to know about this rupa?
Okay.
This flower is a kind of rupa.
Mm-hmm.
The eye also kind of rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if we cling to these two, or we accept these two,
mm-hmm,
that is rupa upadana kanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, the difference of the Buddha's path and us, right? We used to believe, okay, for example, I have an eye to see,
mm-hmm,
right? So, how do you take this eye? Is it as dukkha or the something giving you happiness?
Worldly
level.
Giving your happiness,
I suppose. Yes, we try to protect our eye. There's a saying like, have a gay parisankaragana.
Yes.
Right?
And
so
I think even in the, probably the Karaniya Metta Sutra, there's a metaphor like a mother who's looking after the only child.
Yes.
And like a person
that is
who's
metta,
looking after
the loving kindness.
Yes.
Right? But when we talk about path leading to Nibbana,
mm-hmm,
or the cessation of dukkha,
mm-hmm,
that's more than that.
Definitely.
If you cling to any of these five items, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana,
mm-hmm,
that itself is dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is something different between mother loving to a child, because it clearly said child can give you suffering if you are attached. That is a story about Vishakha and the one who died, one of nephews. Remember that day? She went to Jetavanarama with
mm-hmm
wet clothes,
mm-hmm,
and Buddha asked why.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, that's a kind of tradition, I think, in India, when someone died, you have to wear the wet clothes.
Okay.
So she has explained, Buddha, I'm so sad because of this death,
mm-hmm,
right, of this child. Then Buddha has asked, how about if you have so many other childs as your, you know, loving ones, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yes, of course. All children in this Savatnuvara, this city, if those children are my children, that's the greatest thing,
mm-hmm,
I have. Then he has asked, according to this population, per day how many children die?
Mm-hmm.
She said about 7-8, probably every day.
Mm-hmm.
Then he He told her, then you have to be in wet clothes every day because of these funerals. So that is how what we get attached can give us suffering, right? So this is a kind of bitter truth in old in. We think worldly level this are giving us happiness, but it's a kind of relative happiness we are getting, not the truth,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Truth is inside that also. If you get attached, that is dukkha. That thing can give you kind of suffering. Okay? So, that's why this is very deep and profound. My point is, where these panchupadana khandas arise, whenever we use one of our senses. Alright? I took the example of eye. When we see something, the rupa skandhas are there, the external object and internal eye. They categorize as rupa. Then the how we take those things as pleasant or unpleasant or right, something kind of neutral in between. Then those three types of vedana. So rupa, vedana, then the sanya, how we identify that, separate from other things, and the sanya. And also whatever thoughts we create using chetana, they are sankhara, and the knower or knowing itself is the vijnana. So five upadana khandas arise, right? So sometimes you may argue when we see something and get to know something there, it is only rupa upadana, rupa skanda, not upadana skanda. Right?
Okay.
So if we get attached only, it become
upadana
skandha. Right? This may be a question one would ask. But thing is, upadana is kind of, you know, believing it as, you know, it is existing, for example.
Okay.
Now I can talk about this flower. That means I have, you know, already cling to that. Cling in the sense I have accepted, okay, flower is there. My eye is here to see it. So I also accepted. This acceptance, rupa is there, is the upadana itself. Right? So there's a Pali terms, three terms, abhinandati, abhyodati, ajyosaya tittati. This ajyosaya tittati is the rupe basaganima. You accept it as rupa.
Okay.
If someone, you know, for example, tell you, no, no, there's no such rupa, you won't believe. Because you already accepted. How can you tell there's no flower or something? It is there. Right? We have accepted the rupa. Right?
Okay.
And also accepted our I. We believe now I is there, rupa is there. Right? So that itself is the upadana.
Now the believing the existence of the object.
Yes.
And the existence of your eye, perhaps the believing itself is upadana.
Yes.
So no need to get attached.
Attachment is
only two things: being attached to that object and believing in the existence of that object.
Yeah. The now worldly way it may be two things.
Okay.
Like, for example, if I get attachment, I am happy with that.
Yes.
Then how about the disliking feeling? If I don't like that flower. So that is also kind of attachment. But both appear because first thing we believe there's a flower or kind of rupa. So when we believe that, it can fall into 8 categories of existence. 11 categories. 11 categories are Atita Rupa, Vartamana Rupa, Anagata Rupa. Mm-hmm. Right? These are based on the time dimension. Right? This flower was there even before I see. Mm-hmm. Then when I see, it was there. Mm-hmm. So Atita and Vartamana, past mm-hmm. and present. Okay. And future also, it will be there. I can see it again. Or do something with the flower. That is something future, mm-hmm. right?
What so, if
yeah.
you see the flower
mm-hmm.
and neither do you get attached nor do you have negative feelings to it, but still you feel, you know that the flower exists.
Yes, still you believe flower exists.
Yes.
So when you say exist,
yes.
in Sinhala it is atha,
yeah.
right? So, this is something Buddha has clearly rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Atta or the Saswata, the existing. Okay? It's in Kacchana Gotta Sutta. The Kacchana okay. Buddha is explaining.
Doesn't Saswata mean existing forever?
Can be forever or can be for a short while.
Okay.
Still it is existing.
So if somebody believes that something exists for a short while, do you call that also Shastrata?
In a way, it's a kind of, we accept, it's the worldly way of seeing, worldly view, not the Lokottara side or truth as it is, right? So Buddha has mentioned this existing or non-existing, he has
mm-hmm.
both rejected. Right? And explain the Paticca-samuppada.
Mm-hmm.
Paticca-samuppada is when causes are there, it's appearing. If causes are not there, simply not appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Imasmin sati idam hoti. The causes are there, the result also there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If causes are not there, imasmin asati idam na hoti. Right? So, that won't fall into this existing or non-existing.
Okay.
Right? So, that is what one has to understand. Okay, now, if we believe rupa is there, we can talk about atita rupa, vartamana rupa, anagata rupa.
Mm-hmm.
This flower was there even before I see it.
Okay.
It was there when I seen it, right, while I am seeing it. Then also, in future. I can do something with this flower in future. So it may be few seconds or one day or maybe months or so, depends on the rupa. Okay? So it is not the time duration what matters.
Mm-hmm.
But if we believe atita rupa, vartamana rupa, anagata rupa, it's a kind of existing
mm-hmm.
bhava. Right? It's lasting for a while. That itself is enough for us to get attached. Right?
Okay.
Not seeing the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go more step further.
Okay.
Right? One more step. Now, when we use I to see this, we used to believe I is there, the external object, rupa is there, and also our vijnana,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, these three things are there, there's a special term called passa, the contact,
mm-hmm.
passa. So, passa is a kind of, it's known as chaitasika. So our mind of chitta and the chaitasikas they give us different qualities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Vedana is another chaitasika. Vedana gives us how pleasant it or unpleasant and
mm-hmm.
so on. It is
mm-hmm.
one type of quality, right? So that is Vedana chaitasika. The passa chaitasika, what it's due to is telling us
mm-hmm.
Three things are there. Those are our internal sensor, external object, and the consciousness, or the vijnana, corresponding vijnana. Right? These three things are together known as passa. Right? So in Madhupindika Sutta, it explained Chakkuncha paticca rupecha uppajyati chakku vijnanam tinnan sangati paso. Chakkung is the eye, paticca rupa is the external object, and the vijnana. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha uppajyati chakku vijnanam. The vijnana is the eye consciousness, and these three things together is known as the passa. Tinnan sangati passo. Right? But passa is a chaitasika only, it is not physical matter, you know. When you say contact, you might think it as physically, but this is a kind of mental factor. Passa chaitasika, chaitasika, all chaitasikas are mental factors only,
yes.
Not physical. They are also known as nama, not rupa.
Okay.
Right? So, passa chaitasika also nama dharma.
Okay.
That is...
Yes, as long as it's a chaitasika, it's a nama dharma.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, even it gives kind of physical idea about internal object or sensor and the external object. Ajjatta bahidda, rupa.
Okay.
But passa is a chaitasika only, the nama dharma. That is another important point. Due to this passa, there arise vedana. Passa paccaya vedana. That is the pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Somewhere in between, right? These, one of these three types, vedana, arise because of passa. That's why passa paccha vedana. Right?
Yes.
So that means when we get to know external rupa, the flower, and the internal rupa, the eye, and the consciousness, these three things together is known as the passa or the contact. But this passa is a chaitasika itself, and passa paccaya vedana. Okay? So vedana arise because of passa.
All right.
Okay? Now, now based on vedana, there will be our, again, attachment. Right?
Yes.
If it is pleasant, we want to have more. If it is unpleasant, we want to get rid of that, right? Unpleasant, I have explained this
in previous program. Yes.
The Sukha Vedana, the Anusaya is Raga Anusaya, get attached. Dukha Vedana Anusaya is the Patiga, right? You dislike. Then the Adukkama Sukha also, the Anusara is Avijja, not knowing.
Okay.
The result is the Moha,
okay.
Delusion. Right? Even we think we are not attached in the neutral kind of feeling, still your Moha is there, not knowing the reality. Avijja is there. Right? So, then path leading to Nibbana is you have to get rid of avidya. Right? So that thing I explained in that previous program using the Chula Vedala Sutta Vedana sector. Right? But here the point I am talking about, this Vedana arises because of passa. Passa paccaya Vedana. Right? Now, many used to think you have to get rid only the tanha, which arises because of vedana, vedana paccaya tanha, right? In paticca samuppada, Passapaccaya Vedana, Vedana Paccaya Tanha, Tanha Paccaya Upadana, and so on. Right? So, many used to think or argue, you have to get rid only Tanha, not the Vedana, not the Passa. Right?
Okay.
So, according to my view, this is something against with the Paticchasamuppada. Because passapachya vedana, vedana pachya tanha. Right? Tanha pachya upadana.
Mm-hmm.
So it clearly says you can't get rid of tanha when vedana is there. Vedana nirodha, tanha nirodha. And you can't get rid of vedana when passa is there. Because passapachya vedana. Passa nirodha, vedana nirodha. Mm-hmm.
So it's a gradual process.
Yeah, gradual law. At one instance, you have to get rid of all, not one by one.
Right.
Because there's no way to get rid of only one thing when the causes are there. If causes are there, result is there. That is paticchasamuppada.
Mm-hmm.
Himasmin sati idam hoti. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to get rid of the effect or the result, you have to get rid of the causes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But if you talk only get rid of this tanha, but vedana is there, then there's a problem. I mean, there's a contradiction about paticchasamuppada, the nirodha side, and this one. Yes, indirectly it is saying half of the paticchasamuppada is there. Passapaccaya vedana, the passapaccaya, before passa the salayatana. Salayatana is there. Salayatana paccaya passo, passapaccaya vedana.
Mm-hmm.
Vedana paccaya tanha.
Okay.
Tanha paccaya upadana and so on.
Okay.
Right. Then, those who argue in that way, you have to get rid of only tanha, but vedana, passa, salayatana are there. So, it's not agreeing with the paticchasamuppada, nirodha side of paticchasamuppada.
Mm-hmm.
Because paticchasamuppada says, like, if salayatana there, passa is there. Salayatana paccha, so if passa is there, vedana is there. Passa paccha vedana. If vedana is there, tanha is there. Vedana paccha tanha.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, nirodha side.
Yes.
If you want to get rid of the result, for example, tanha, you have to get rid of vedana. Because vedana paccha tanha, vedana nirodha tanha nirodha.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, if you want to get rid of vedana, you have to get rid of passa. Passa paccaya vedana, passa nirodha, vedana nirodha. And salayatana also. When salayatana is there, passa is there. Salayatana nirodha, passa nirodha.
Yes.
This is something to think about.
Yeah, and I think we have to continue this discussion about this paticchasamuppada as well. And since we are extremely sorry that we have run out of time, short of time, and if you have anything, we are about to continue this discussion next week as well. If you have anything in the meantime, if you have any comments, please write to us. And thank you very much, sir, Professor Ravi Koggalage, for being with us today and sharing your knowledge. Please, you can give them your contact details for further clarifications of whatever we have discussed so far.
My email is koggalage@yahoo.com, koggalage@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a website ravi.harimaga.com, ravi.harimaga.com. And also we are having regular meditation sessions if anyone interested in every Saturday morning at Subhadra Rame Nugegode.
Okay.
8:30 onwards.
Right. So you can join if you're interested. And I just hope and I wish that we have lit up a light, we have lit a lamp in your life, and we have provided food for thought. So let us meet the next week again with the continuation of this in-depth discussion. Thank you so much for being with us. May the most noble Triple Gem bless you. මට විනාඩි දෙකක් දෙන්න මට නිින්ද යගෙන මම මොන හරි මේ